following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
And participating Wendy's.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. The Doug and Daddy Show on the road today, live from Fauner Park, where we're getting ready for a little something new with the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, our producer-engineer Jeff Babel. We're live at Fauner Park for the drawing of the 24th annual Bosselman Gus Fauner Stakes. The $75,000 race is the largest race in the state of Nebraska, and it's here at Fauner Park, and it's coming up on Saturday. Doug Duda and Mike Will, and Mike, stepping out. We've talked about this for the last 4 or 5 years, and we finally been able to come over with the help of Steve Anderson, Bruce Swihart, and the entire crew here.
You and I are always horse racing fans. We've come out here, spent a lot of time at Fauner Park. This is the first time we've been here for the actual draw for the big race here, the Bosselman coming up on Saturday. This is kind of a unique little event. It's, like you said, the biggest event of the year at Fauner Park is going to happen on Saturday.
And with the way racing has now went in the state of Nebraska, it is now obviously the biggest race with Lincoln gone and the biggest race that they have in Omaha does not surpass the $75,000. So in moments here, we're going to turn it over to Bruce Swihart, the CEO of Fauner Park. We will hear where the horses will go. We'll talk to some of the trainers and owners after the draw. We'll also be letting you know which horse might be the favorite here today. The defending champion is entered into the race in Ransom Roberto. Last year's runner-up, Wild Jacob, is also in. You've got the Nebraska-bred Diamond Joe that is here. Joy Boy is coming in with a little local flavor. His owner originates from Burwell, just up the road from my old stomping grounds. And Kevin Hulse is here, and maybe we'll get a chance to chat with him as well. So it'll be a great day here, and we'll get to find out early on, how things stack up for the Bosselman. The Al Swihart will also be run this Saturday, and we'll be talking about the Al Swihart just a little bit as well. That's usually run on the final day, which is May 4th, Kentucky Derby Day. So it's going to be pretty exciting as things continue here at Fauner Park. Two weekends left to go.
Fauner Park is, once again, battling the weather, much like the track teams are doing, all the spring sports teams. They've had a few days that they've had to shut down the races here, and I'm sure they want to end the season with a big bang, and they'll do that the final two weekends.
These are the two biggest weekends. Obviously, some good stakes races. Some of these horses ran at the Doubt Mile, but it goes a mile and 70 on Saturday for the Bosselman. Doug Duda and Mike Will, as we said, here at Fauner Park, and eight horses are in at the moment. 11 o'clock is the deadline, and it's amazing. Kate's Main Man just was entered about 5 minutes ago, so you just never know how it's all going to break down. So I think we're about ready to get the festivities underway here at Fauner Park, And in a moment, Bruce Swihart, the CEO of Fauner Park, will start our ceremonies introducing the Bosselman family and then the draw here for the Bosselman Gus Fauner handicap.
Okay, here we are once again. Welcome, everybody, to the Bosselman Gus Fauner handicap draw. This all started back in 1990 with a horse called Complicate, trained by Barry Knight. And we're pleased to tell you that this is the 24th year that we'll be doing this race. I know all of you are familiar with the Bosselman Company here around central Nebraska, but they're in 23 states and they have over 1,200 employees. And we really appreciate their support. We have members of the family here to do the draw. Lori and Charlie are here. Jan, Dustin, and Brandy Loafing and daughter Katie are going to help out today. So with that, I'll introduce Mr. Bob Pollack, Mr. Dennis Kachiever, and we are going to draw for post positions for the race.
On behalf of the racing office and all the horsemen here, we'd like to give you guys a great big hand.
Certainly. Thank you very much. Okay. I think Lori's going to pull the entries, and Katie and Brandy are going to do the pills. All righty.
And now they will be drawing the field for Saturday's Bosselman race. They draw one P out for the slot, and they draw another one out for the horse.
This is the ninth. We have eight heads.
So officially, eight horses entered in the Bosselman this year.
Shake me a pill, and then she'll pull one of these. Okay.
Of course, the max field would be 10.
Number two is Corporate Chapel. Number eight is Wild Jacob.
Wild Jacob finished second last year in the Bosselman.
Number three.
Number three is Joy Boy.
Joy Boy probably is going to Number really four. Like that.
Number four is Diamond Joe.
That's your Nebraska bred.
Number seven.
Number seven is Box Home Brew.
Number one.
Number one is Unsaddled Glory.
Number five.
Number five is Ransom Roberto.
Number five, Ransom Roberto, your defending champion.
Kate's Main Man.
And Kate's Main Man. Boy, just from hearing, those could be the two favorites right next to each other in the five and six.
The riders, Wild Jacob is Jordan Elegiac. Box Home Brew is Chris Fackler. Kate's Main Man is David Cardoso. Ransom Roberto is Curtis Kimes. Diamond Joe is Jake Elegiac. Joy Boy is Marcelo Verdoza. Corporate Chapel is Lauren DeLorme. Unsaddled Glory is Carlo Lopez. Thank you.
There's your field for the 24th running of the Bosselman Stakes. Good luck to everyone, and thank you to the Bosselman family. Appreciate it.
It's short, it's sweet, and Mike, there it is. Now the draw has been made, and let the analyzation begin here for the next 54 hours or so when this race goes off. Probably the ninth race is usually right around 5 o'clock post time here for the mile and 16th in the Bosselman Gus Fauner. And interesting, just already being able to note a couple of these horses. Some horses love the rail. Some horses don't necessarily want to go to the outside. At an eight-horse field, that shouldn't make a big difference.
Of course, Diamond Joe is, like I said, the local favorite or the local flavor in this race. He's a big-time boy. He's like 12 wins, 20 career starts, has earned $172,000 or so. Much more than your paycheck, by the way. He's won nine straight races in 2012, including three in a row at the Fauner Park. So if you're looking for a local flavor and a local horse, Diamond Joe, is that an upset? Is that an upset if he would pull the thing off?
He would be the first Nebraska bred to win here at Fauner Park in the Bosselman.
Now, some of these horses are coming in from quite a distance, aren't they?
Yeah, in fact, we're going to talk here in just a moment with Kevin Hulse. He is the owner of Joy Boy, who has been working down at Oaklawn in Kentucky. And Joy Boy draws the number three spot. And joining me, Doug Duda and Mike Will, we're pleased to welcome the owner of Joy Boy, Kevin Hulse. Kevin, thanks for the time. Great to see you.
Anytime. Sure glad you guys made it out here and you support it. And I'd like to thank the Bossman family for their support in our industry.
Well, what's it mean to run in a race as huge as this is right now at Farner Park?
Oh, it's really the premier race in Nebraska, you know, and it's a tough race for the local and being on a 5/8 mile track. So, you know, we always view that anytime we get in any of these type of races, that it's an honor and a privilege that we're allowed to pertain in this stuff.
Talk about the 5/8 mile track, because that always seems to be the decision 10 minutes before it's time to bet on Saturday. Is can the, because usually the favorite is a horse that comes in from outside of Farner Park, and the times they struggle, a lot of the folks say he didn't handle the constant turns here at Farner Park. What are the challenges to that?
Well, in a 5/8 mile track, they have to change leads more because you got more turns, and they're banked a little more, and the rail can be deeper. And with this long a race, it isn't, with the distance of the race being like this, it ain't near as pertinent as a sprint race, because on a sprint race, it's all about brake then, you know, because it's so tight and short. So here you got a little time to jockey around and do it. But some horses just truly don't like it. And that was one of the things that attracted us to Joy Boy. He actually broke his maiden on a 5/8 mile track. So he does like it. He will handle the bull ring, we think. Now, will he handle the service? I don't know, because, you know, I've got like one filly particular. If the track's hard, you'll never outrun her. I mean, she's 1-2 for me at Churchill when they tighten the track up, but we can take her to Mountaineer where it's loose, and she'll run third or fourth. She just can't. If her teeth rattles, you just go to the window and bet on her, you know.
So how do you get Joy Boy ready for the race now on Saturday?
Well, he shipped in last night. We got him here last night. Jeff Cuddy, which he breaks all my babies and he gallops for my trainer. I got a layup facility in Kentucky, so we used my truck and my trailer and brought him up. My daughter came with him, and we just bedded him. And he really somewhat impressed me when he got off the van last night, because he handled the trip really well. So that tells me that the horse can ship really good, and he shipped in the past. So we took him out today because, you know, a 5/8 mile track. Another thing that most horses don't see is geese. So I had Jeff take him out, and we walked him over there, and Jeff told me, he said, yeah, when the geese started flying and out, he just stood, and he's like, oh, what is this? So we'll do the same to him tomorrow. This is an enclosed paddock, and we're going to school him twice in the paddock, because they're used to an open area, and yeah. I want to make – this horse has a lot of class to him, so I don't think it's going to be a problem, but – you know, it's just going to be part of the routine. And then it's whatever Kellen Gorder tells Jeff what he wants to do. I don't know if we'll jog him in the morning, walk him in the morning, gallop him. You know, I just buy the motors. They tune them.
Kevin Hulse joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Farner Park, where the drawing for Saturday's 24th Bossman has just wrapped up. You brought up an interesting point there. Your horse go with blinders then because of this? Always has, always does. And then just finish or continue on with that, with the type of horse that we have with Joy Boy, a front runner, someone that comes from the back, can
yeah.
do anything.
Well, he runs in blinkers. Now, I claimed this horse in Santa Anita about a month ago, and it's really the first time that the horse, except for a maiden, had ever run for a tag. And he'd come off of a long layoff. He'd done that before. A veterinarian was part owner and the breeder on the horse. So I'm never worried whenever I see a veterinarian that owns a horse give a horse time off, because yeah. you know that they normally will do the right thing for the horse, and if the horse done it well. And if you go back and look when they gave him time off before, he come back with a fairly good Briz number, then the next one he improved on, and the third one he improved on. So it shows you, and then they kind of beat him up a little bit, and you could tell he won a couple races for him, and then you could tell he kind of got sore and soured again, and so then they gave him this time off, and then when they brought him back, they put him in in a claiming race. And I'd been looking for that type of horse, not only for the Bossman, but for that class of horse, because we'd like to, if he runs good here, we'd like to maybe take him over to Prairie Meadows and run the Cornhusker, the Grade 3, with him, and just have a lot of fun with him. But he runs in blinkers, and He's definitely a speed horse. I mean, he wants to go to the front. He has to go to the front. It kind of was a unique situation when we claimed him. Kellen had another owner that he had horses for down in Louisiana. And after we claimed him and shipped him back a couple weeks later, him and Kellen were talking, and he said, well, I had a client just claim a horse from Santa Anita, and I got him in, and I like him. And he said, well, what's his name? He said, well, Joy Boy. And he's like, well, you understood I own part of him. And I was like, no. And I guess there was like 10 owners. So they're all their names couldn't be in the program.
Yeah.
So we didn't know he owned them. But then that owner, you know, he got happy that now they knew that he went to a good home and that he is going to move on and go forward. So, so that's how we kind of find out all of the quirks. We found out why the time was laid off, why they gave him that and that. So that really helped us a lot there because that gave us confidence. That's why we only put a couple works in him, because then we had the confidence of knowing what the horse does and how he'll run. But he does have to go to the front, and you know, whatever the pace is, you know, it is. And you know, if somebody goes with him, you know, then it's going to open the door wide open for Diamond Joe and some of them, you know, Ransom Roberto. Last year it was my horse that went with Shadow Be Dancing and, you know, basically hurt Shadow Be Dancing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he would have never been able to, I don't know that anybody would have ever caught that horse.
Your break from the number three post, you like that drop?
That's we're really happy with that. And, really, when you got a speed horse and even a closer, it isn't so important where they break, because the speed horse is going to be to the front and he's going to be able to move where he wants. A closer is going to take back. A deep closer is going to take back and go where he wants. It's the stalking horses that the post really matters, because then there's four of you, and how do you position? You know, and then pretty soon somebody gets hung out way wide on a stalking. So, you know, a speed horse and a deep closer. You know, like I think that Wild Jacob's kind of an off the pace horse, and so is Diamond Joe and Ransom Roberto, and an example is last year when Deputy Sparks, which we own, took Shadow Be Dancing, and they just kept fighting, and the pace was just wild.
Too much.
It was just too much, and then that just opened the door wide open. And the horses that run first and second were deep closing horses. And if we get a speed horse in there to go with Joy Boy, it's going to be the same thing again. And because we would gladly take back if we could, but he won't run if you take him back. So
how many other speed horses per se are in this?
I think there's one other one, and that is the horse that
I didn't want to keep you off guard here.
Yeah, no. And I wasn't sure that he was going to go in. It was the last one.
Kate's Main Man was the last one.
Yes.
In then.
Okay. Yep.
From coming out of Iowa, yep. They told
us. I think he's a speed horse, too. And I'll go look him up to make sure his past performance. But I think he's somewhat of a, you know, he wants to be a front runner, too. And which is, you know, that's fine as long as we just don't go kill each other. It's fine, you know. It's okay if two of us just go out to the front and relax and run. It's fine. Let everybody run at it, you know.
Well, we've never owned a horse, but we've had a ticket on a horse. Tell me what it's like, a boy from Burwell sitting as an owner and watching moments before the race begins. They always put the TV cameras on the Kentucky Derby, folks.
Yeah.
But what's it like when you're in a big stakes race?
There's a lot of pressure. You know, they always tell you the horse can't read the tote board, but the owner can. You know, but it's fun. It's exciting, and you know, it's really a good sport, and it's good for people to be involved. It's just you know, when you guys bet, it's as much fun for us. You know, I mean, I had a filly in February that won the Cincinnati Cup in Turfway, and then we took that filly on to a Grade One at Keeneland, and she ran eighth there. But you know, we was just taking a shot. And then last Saturday, I had a filly, Devious Intent, running the 60 Sales, which is a Grade Three at Hawthorne, and she ran fourth, and we've just taken a shot, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. That's what we do as owners. We decide whether we're taking a shot, and we have a chance at it, or we should be very competitive. And my conditioner, you know, Kellen Gorder, I mean, last year he made TK Stables. We ranked 95th in wins out of 26,000. Wow. And he'd done that with – we'd done that in 70 starts. We had 31 wins. I mean, he does – I'm going to tell you, when you see a Kellen Gorder horse entered, it's going to run. I don't care what it is. We don't put him in, you know, unless they run. And he's got a good team. And he's, you know, the gallop – Jeff Cuddy gallops for him. And them guys, it's all about the horse. And they learn the horse and they do the right thing for the horse. So for an owner, that's the good part for me, because that's what I get to enjoy. And I know that they take care of the horse, you know, and greed don't drive the outcome of the horse. If the horse is off or he don't feel good, then we scratch him or he don't run, you know. And but it's an honor to be able to participate, you know, from the Sand Hills and be able to come down here and, you know, and have a legitimate shot at running at the rest of the horses. I mean, there's some awful good horses out there. Nobody has to hang their head on anybody in that field. You know, there's no sure shot. And, you know, it depends how the race lays out. And, you know, I mean, one disadvantage we might have is I'm bringing a jockey in, Marcelino Pedroza, and he's never been to Fawner, you know. Now, I'll tell you at the end of the race whether that was a smart move or not, you know. I mean, it's part of the deal, you know. But I just felt he had been working the horse. He built a rapport with the horse, and I wanted to keep everything routine, you know. They're athletes, and athletes don't like coaches changed on them. They once they get comfortable and they get in the routine, they love to stay there and do it, and that's why I shipped Marcelino in. There's plenty of capable riders here that could have handled him, but I just thought it would be to our best advantage to be able to bring the same group, the same crowd, and not change his routine and keep him happy, you know.
Well, Kevin, before we let you roll out of here, because I know other folks want to talk to you, we're talking with Kevin Hulse. You've just been made the morning line favorite with Joy Boy. What do you think? 5-2.
Well, here's my feeling. When you're the favorite, I used to do it when I raced sprint cars. There's only one way to go back. And the favorite only wins 27% of the time. So if he goes the favorite a minute before, I'm going to go bet on somebody else to get him off the favorite.
Now, wait a minute. You said you used to own sprint cars? How'd you end up in the horse racing biz?
Well, it's a lot easier on my body. I don't have to fix things on Saturday that I put in the catch fence on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the same theory, you know. In sprint cars, a lot of times the best car don't always win. It's who was prepared the best and who done the most, you know. And there's a lot of similarities in the two sports, and you know, and sprint cars will definitely humble you, just like horses. I mean, there's times we unloaded that we thought we should be able to win this, and heck, you can't get out of your own way, and the next time you end up winning, and it's like, you know, it's a big character building. And these horses, you think you're going to go out there and you're going to win, and you'll just stand there and go, how did we run that bad? They're athletes. They can have a bad day, and so can we. So, you know, there's a lot of similarities. This is just easier on my body, and I can actually have a beer before the race instead of after the race. So, you know, there's some advantages.
Kevin, hopefully the champagne will be flowing for you and your, entry, Joy Boy, on Saturday. Thanks for giving us some time.
That'd be good. Okay, anytime, and I'm sure glad you guys support this.
Oh, we love it.
We appreciate it.
Love it. He is the owner of the favored horse on Saturday in the Bosselman Joy Boy. It's Kevin Hulse, and just great to catch up with him here on the Doug and Danny Show live from the Bosselman. We're going to take a break and be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available.
Stomach saying, feed me! We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone. Plus, a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210. And get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, 2011 and beyond.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we head up to 66 for a high. South winds will also become breezy at 12 to 25. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 40 for a low, followed by a high of 71 Friday. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Danny show rolling on this Thursday. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth brings us to the racing offices here at Quanner Park in Grand Island. Doug Duda, along with Mike Will, our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, back at the studios where the drawing for the 24th annual Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes was held just a few minutes ago, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment, but maybe you want to come on over in style on Saturday for the Bosselman. You can do that in a new or great certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Let's say you live in Grand Island. You don't want to just drive over there fresh off the lot and take 6 hours to find out what you want. You can see on their webpage everything on the lot, whether it's new, whether it's pre-owned, and that's at thinkmidway.com. You pick out two or three that you want to see when you get to Kearney, and then the great sales staff will go over every piece of information you need. And right now, through the month of April, 2.9% financing for 72 months on every new vehicle on the lot with approved credit. You can get even better deals on the Silverado 1500 and the Ram 1500 right now, plus quite a few low-mileage certified pre-owned vehicles in stock. Check them out today online at thinkmidway.com or see them at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda along with Mike Will. And Mike, special guest to continue talking here. We're going to try and get a Nebraska-bred horse to win this thing Saturday.
It's amazing that we have not, after all these years, and some great Nebraska horses, we have not had a Nebraska winner.
And trying to do that, saddling a Diamond Joe on Saturday, is trainer Chuck Turco. Chuck, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. We talked a little bit before we came on. It did surprise me that a Nebraska bred has not won this race. And you were telling us you were a little surprised as well, even though there's always a lot of talent in the race.
Well, there is. And it kind of shows you that the ship-ins really dominated this for years. A lot of times, our biggest purse here, I think, is 30,000 until you get to it. It's actually 90 for Diamond Joe, but it's 70, 75. When you start getting into close to three times your average purse, then someone usually will come in and pluck it. You know, I mean, we have a certain level of horses that run here. Diamond Joe's a little bit of an exception. He did well at Remington. He's always been a lot better horse than people think he is. And he's got a pretty good chance.
Talk about Diamond Joe. What about this horse?
Oh, he's unbelievable. I've been blessed with a lot of good, hard trying horses, and he's one of the best I've ever had. He had a very humble beginning, you know. He ran last a couple times when he was two, and he was like four of those losses came when he was real young. Now that he's put it together, he won nine in a row. He made a mental mistake in the $400,000 race, and everything fell apart, and really kind of made a mistake a couple weeks ago in the Dowd. And hopefully we righted the ship. He sure acts like it. So, you know, he's living in there, and that's a good thing to, you know, just got a shot.
Do horses know that they are not performing well in a race?
Well, I think that, and this is just a theory of mine, because they can't talk, yeah. Even though, you know, I wish they could. I like a lot of questions asked. He understands what he's supposed to do. I think a lot of them never get it. You know, they win some, they lose a bunch, and they really don't know. He knows. He sulks like I do when he got beat. I think I sat with him at Remington till it was, I don't know, 1:15 in the morning. Everybody was gone. Sure didn't want to go celebrate anywhere, you know. Though he hangs his head. He doesn't work out very good in the morning. That's another key that, you know, he's like, okay, this isn't for real. And then in the afternoons, you know, when they put him in the gate, he's a real McCoy. And he's competed with everybody, you know, really has. So
we're talking with trainer Chuck Turco here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they have entered Diamond Joe in the Apostleman coming up on Saturday afternoon in the four slot. How much concern is there that coming off the last performance, the Dowd, it didn't go well, and what are the steps you've taken since then?
Well, it didn't go well because, you know, there was a horse in there that really didn't belong in a race. Although, if you can pay and run anybody you want, and they chose to and it quickened the pace, well, our plan was to let that horse go. When Jake tried to slow Diamond Joe down, he just said, nah, we're okay. You know, he just stayed up there. And that wasn't the plan. I wanted him to try and win the race when we wanted to, you know. And so, having said that, I changed some things, but I got an excellent gallop boy. He's one of the best horsemen that I've ever known, and it was hard to get him to come over, but he's loved it. And since that race, he's been getting on the horse in the morning. He's gotten big and strong, and now we got him back where he it's almost like he welcomed someone to tell him what to do. So I'm hoping that's the right move. And the horse is just doing great. He's controllable. And that's what we need, is just not to get too sharp, you know, and try and run with the California horse early, probably a mistake. So we'll see.
We just talked to the folks from Joy Boy. Do you guys break side by side in the race? So talk about that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter much. I mean, Diamond Joe's come from dead last a couple times. He's gone wire to wire a couple times. I always try and teach my horse when they're young to be versatile. A lot of them are one-dimensional. And again, because I don't think they get it. And he gets it. So the post position didn't mean much, you know, to me, because he could do either or. I think the horse from California on paper, in my opinion, looks pretty darn good, but there's a lot of variables there. We've got a 5/8 mile racetrack, and it's a hell of a long ways from California to Nebraska. And maybe if we get lucky, it'll be real cold too in the morning. probably not.
Just the first time it's actually going to be nice.
Freeze him out a little.
Going to be the first time it's nice. Just one more, Chuck. You talked a little bit about the front. Just overall, could you continue on a little bit about the whole field here, what you think of this year's Bosselman?
Well, you know, it turned out to be a pretty good field. You know, it's a competitive race. Larry Dowland's horse obviously improved, and he got a real good trip in the Dowd Mile. You know, he got thrown on the rail, and those kind of mistakes, we can't make those kind of mistakes in the Bosselman. I've always said that. Jake and I spoke about a lot, that now that we're running with older horses, if you make a mistake, you're probably going to lose. And so, having said that, these guys will all be pretty tough. You know, there's a lot of Francis Roberto didn't run good after he won here. I don't know why, but he just never won again. I was a little surprised with that. He obviously liked the track here, so he's live. I mean, Diamond Joe wins almost every time. I mean, you can't ride him out. You got a California horse. You know, you don't much. Cage Made Man's made almost $700,000. If he wakes up that day, he's going to be salty as hell, you know. I mean, yeah. So it should be a heck of a race, and that's the idea, and I think they did a good job here. I wish they wouldn't have done such a good job, but they did, so we'll live with it.
Diamond Joe has run here now. Does he have a home field advantage?
Absolutely, he does. Plus, he's born in Nebraska, yeah. You know. Everybody always talked about Dazzling Falls. I trained him, and a Nebraska bred never started in the Kentucky Derby. There's never been one since. So, you know, I like the first time for everything. I think that everybody's underestimated Diamond Joe all along. I mean, the experts were always writing him off, and some are looking kind of silly now because he, I think, is proven that he's probably the best Nebraska bred going right now.
Chuck, yeah, do you think the fans will? I think the fans will be rooting for him.
I do too.
So that'll probably make him the favorite at post time. Do you think?
No, I don't think they'll root for him that much when it comes to money. But I do. What's really been fun, and I mean, you wouldn't believe, there's people when we ran at Remington that I'd never seen before. You know, that drove down there to watch him run.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, it kind of almost makes you tear up sometimes because. He's got a little girl in Kansas that her parents brought her 4.5 hours to watch him lose the other day. did get to go meet the horse. Like, you got people following all over.
I'm going to follow Doug to the betting window on Saturday. We might make it.
Hey, they give you 5-1. I say you go bet. What the hell?
Chuck, best of luck this Saturday. Right. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Taddy Show. Pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you very much.
He is the trainer of the Nebraska-bred horse Diamond Joe that will try and be the first winner of a Bosselman by a Nebraska-bred horse coming up here on Saturday. Chuck Turco with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Fodder Park, where the drawing for the 24th annual Bosselman took place earlier. We'll recap that. We'll give you the morning odds that are out for Diamond Joe. He's the second favorite right now at 5-2 behind Joy Boy and Kate's Main Man, setting at 9-2. The long shot of the field is Corporate Chapel at 12-1. Mike.
Are you ready to bet yet? Are we ready?
I'm gonna study the form and act like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, we got to open up the form Saturday and just keep flipping the pages and everything like we know what's going on.
That's what I do. Or I sit next to the lady that picks the color of the horse and wins.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more from Fodder. We'll also be talking with Nebraska Danger Coach Mike Davis at the end of the program. Stay with us.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy.
Sweet.
When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers.
your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we head up to 66 for a high. South winds will also become breezy at 12 to 25. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 40 for a low, followed by a high of 71 Friday. Right now, it's 54.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, we are live at Fodder Park, where we're getting ready for the biggest race of the year, the Bosselman. Also, the Swihart, unique that this is going to be the first time that they are run on the same day.
I'm learning more things today in the past, 40 minutes that I have in all the 5-6 years that we've been coming up to Fodder Park. We've learned a lot already. I'm already fired up for the race on Saturday.
What, is this going to be one of those things where the knowledge you've gained is going to help your bank account?
I got it.
Or it's just going to confuse you even
more?
Yeah,
it'll confuse me more.
Folks, don't forget lunch today, or if you're coming over for the races on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Chicken Coop is there. Grand Island and Kearney are open 7 days a week to take care of you. This is Thursday. Their lunch special is the Pool Boy Shrimp Sandwich with choice of side item, only $5.99. And they have lunch specials every single day, including Saturday and Sunday. They've got great food and drink specials every night. The place to be before, after the races, the Chicken Coop in Grand Island. And if you're in Kearney, stop by and see Colin and the gang there as well. Don't forget their party room available for any get-together. Maybe you've got a little graduation reception, a family get-together, or just an office meeting. You can get that done as well. Inquire about their party room at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Well, we are pleased to welcome in a Canadian to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Jim Mayhart. He has won the Bosselman. He has a unique perspective. In the same year, he won the Bosselman and the Swihart just a couple of years ago, and Jim has another horse entered in this year's Swihart, which he just acquired, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. Jim, thanks for giving us some time. How are you?
Pretty good.
Tell me about, for the casual guy, we come in, we see the draw. Okay, this is what happens. What's it like for someone that's got a horse in the race?
Oh, it's unbelievable. In Nebraska, we've always found they got the best people. Fodder Park has always treated us really good here. And, we really like it here.
What about race day when your horse comes down the stretch and he's out on top and you're approaching the finish line? How is it for an owner?
Well, it's unbelievable, especially that when I've only run in the Bosselman twice, and I run third the first time, and then we happened to win it and run second here 2 years ago. I mean, there's no feeling like it. I mean, any of those kind of races are unbelievable, eh?
What's it like when did you want to have a horse in the Bosselman this year? And when you realize it just isn't going to happen, what's that process like?
Well, it's just, we went to Oaklawn, trying to find a horse to run the Bosselman. But, I mean, one thing about it here, you better have your running shoes on. I mean, this race has always been tough, and we just couldn't find one for this year. So, some years that's the way it is. So,
there's a lot of owners around just scouring the country looking for a horse to run in this particular race?
I think so. I mean, that's what Amber, my wife and I, that's what we did. We went down, to Oaklawn trying to find a horse that, maybe would work for this race, and didn't happen to find one.
Your wife is a jockey?
Well, she was a jockey, and now she's she gallops all the horses, works them all, and she's everything. She keeps the whole thing going, yeah, and puts up with me.
And that's Jim Mayhart joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You do have a horse running in the Swihart. Give the fans out there the difference between the two races. We know the Bosselman, obviously the biggest race, but the Swihart is right there. The differences between the two races and the difference in trying to get a horse into those two races.
Yeah, I mean, they're both real. I mean, probably two of the bigger races here. I won the Philly race and the Bosselman. The Bosselman's for sure got a lot more money. But the Swihart, it's named after a very super person. His son, Bruce, excellent, treated us like gold when we won it here 2 years ago, and, sent us the plaque for the trophy afterwards and whatnot. So, it's like I say, Fawner Park in Nebraska has been a super place for us.
You mentioned Doug that he's from Canada. How's a Canadian end up here in Grand Island, Nebraska?
Well, pretty interesting. We were looking for a place to train some horses. Actually, it was 2004. We were running on the bush tracks in Alberta and looking for a place where we could train and run here. And so we come here in 04, and I'll tell you what, Nebraska taught us how tough it really is here, because we were chasing a lot of horses the first few years we were here.
Jim Mayard with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tell us a little bit about the horse that you do have entered in the Swihart.
Well, she's a filly that we claimed over in Oaklawn here. It'll be 22 days Saturday. She went pretty easy that day. She's been running, she's run with some pretty good company. One race that kind of stuck out, for us is she ran in the Flashy Lady in Remington last fall. She ran fourth, beating about 4.5 lengths. But, the company, I think we'll be a lot smarter after Saturday. It's the first time we're running her back. So, we'll see.
And the field in the Swihart, we haven't really got a chance to look at that yet. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I haven't looked at it a whole bunch neither, but I will. I mean, by race time, I'll have it pretty much figured out. This filly, I mean, she don't want to be sent hard. I mean, she can be laying back there somewhere, similar to the filly that I went it with a couple of years ago, and hopefully the speed will come to us. And if it doesn't, well, she really better have her running shoes on if it don't come back.
So as an owner, you sit down and kind of map out the race of how you think it's going to unfold and develop your strategy that way?
Exactly, and see how the track is playing how that last quarter is going through the day. I mean, if they're coming back, well, if they ain't coming back, well, then your strategy is going to be a little different. But, yeah.
Well, it should be an exciting Saturday. And Jim, it was great to meet you here. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. I know you still got some work to get done.
Oh, yeah, I better get back or my wife will be calling here pretty quick.
Jim, thanks for the time.
Okay, you bet. Thanks,
Jim Mayard,
guys.
He has a great horse in the Swihart coming up on Saturday. He won the Bosselman and the Swihart on two different Saturdays here just 2 years ago. So great job in coming out of Canada as well. It's going to take a turn for the worse here momentarily. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can email us, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, will join us in our last segment. Want to let you know about today's Midtown Mark Cooler question. How much of the NFL draft, which starts tonight, are you planning on watching or listening to? Today's first round? How about today and tomorrow? Everything. You're a junkie. You are the NFL draft guy. You want to go to the draft, or you don't care. None of it. You'll see how it all pans out this fall. How much are you going to want to watch?
My team picks first, so not very much.
Kansas City.
I'm going to figure out who the Chiefs select with the first draft and probably shut it off.
Well, I've been fortunate. I don't think I've maybe one time that I've had to watch Dallas pick first. And they're usually somewhere in the middle of the pack from 10 to 20, and they're 18th today. I'll keep an eye on it. And this year will be a little different. I'll keep an eye on it today. Tomorrow, probably not so much, because no Nebraska guys are expected to go until Saturday. And all of a sudden, we're trying to figure out where Rex Burkhead is going to go. Folks, you can vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question yesterday, does the Nebraska baseball team need to win the Big Ten tournament to make the NCAA? 75% of you said yes, they will have to win that tournament. And they dropped one last night, 13-10. That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I agree. The Huskers, I think they don't have any non-conference wins, with the exception of Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's worth a hoot. They went out and played out in California and, did not play very well out there. And then they got the Arkansas doubleheader sweep. They haven't picked up any non-conference wins to build our resume, so to speak.
The Sports Network, Husker Sports Network, before last night kind of had them said if they could go 11-4 down the stretch, and they're all pretty good teams that are still out there, then you would think that they wouldn't have to win the tournament. They'd probably have to get second or make that next to last day. So now they lost last night, so they've got 11-3 the rest of the way, and that's a lot of pressure. I guess it just depends how things play out. They definitely
have work to do. And as we had Coach Erstad on yesterday, he says, we'll just, as coaches say, take it one day at a time.
I saw a breakout Baseball America put together yesterday with all the national seeds and who was in and who was out. They had Nebraska already in the field, and that was before the Kansas State game. Cool. So Baseball America was one of the mainstays for college baseball. They had the Huskers already in, so we'll find out what happens.
We'll take a break, talk a little Nebraska Danger football, because they get to be home for the only time in 6 weeks tomorrow night here at the Heartland Events Center. Coach Davis joins us after this.
Protecting them is something you've always done. It is something you will always do. But sometimes it's complicated, and you may need a little help along the way. Parents, take a stand and visit us online at positivepressure.org for answers, tips, and support about protecting your child from alcohol abuse.
Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners.
This is our story, the story of the Band of Brewers. Our love of beer ran 9 to 5 and 5 to 9, because there's no stopping those with a common bond. Those whose passion never runs out. Those who tasted and tested their way to an award-winning amber lager. And now, it's here. Introducing the gold medal-winning Third Shift Amber Lager. When beer is your calling, you never clock out. Band of Brewers Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Raise your glass responsibly.
This spring, rethink what a tire can do for you, the environment, and your wallet. It's time to rethink green with Bridgestone. Now through April 30th, buy 4 select fuel-efficient Bridgestone Ecopia or Eco Product tires, and you could receive a $70 American Express reward card by mail. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion.
Terms and conditions apply to American Express reward card. Certain limitations apply, including monthly fee of $2 beginning in month 7 after activation. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms and cardholder agreement. Card issued by American Express prepaid card management.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we head up to 66 for a high. South winds will also become breezy at 12 to 25. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 40 for a low, followed by a high of 71 Friday. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you here at Bonner Park, where the 24th annual Bosselman Handicap will be on Saturday. The Bosselman Stakes, Bosselman Gus Bonner. And before it all winds down here, we'll once again give you the morning line odds and post positions for the 8-horse field that will go to the post around 5 o'clock on Saturday. Doug Duda, Mike Will here with you. But also, when you come over to Bonner, you can do Friday and then go watch the Nebraska Danger, and Coach Mike Davis joins us. And you know what, Mike, it is, we got two mics, Mike Will, Mike Davis.
It's the Mike and Mike show.
But it is, it has caught on. And I don't mean from a standpoint of people coming to the Danger, because they've been coming since day one, but the Fawner overflow, the two working together has really, you can tell. I mean, you can tell that fans come out, and you're one of them, and you got.
I did that a couple weeks ago.
Your daughter is here all the time.
I know,
I see
my daughter
picture.
Is a,
she's crazy.
My daughter is a danger freak.
But it's working, right, Mike? Mike Will, and then I'll go to Mike Davis.
Cause, you got to be careful here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When we went over there a couple of weeks ago, we checked out the ponies during the afternoon, and didn't have a whole long time to get over there. It was like half an hour, 45 minutes, Which was fine. We yally-banded right over there, got to my seat, went immediately back up to the beer stand, and we were ready to go for a Nebraska Danger.
that's the key. And Coach Davis, can you guys kind of tell that when the races are over and they start filing in?
Yeah, you know, it becomes a little, I guess, wilder crowd. You know, you get people who've been having a good time all afternoon.
Oh, we've been charged up all afternoon.
You know, I mean, it's good. Especially, I mean, you know, it's always nice to have some wild fans in the. You know, it's a family atmosphere, but you know, we want it as loud as possible as well. So it's been nice. You can definitely tell when the races are over and we do have home games, it's a late filing in crowd. You know, now you get, you know, people know that the horse race is going on, so they get here a little bit early. So when guys come out for warm ups, you see people out in the stands already, and then you get the late action crowd from Fawner, so to speak. But it's nice. We enjoy it. Great home fans, and we just got to try to keep our success at home going on.
well, 5-2 right now. We've had a chance to talk with you kind of every other week, I guess, during the season. And this stretch, though, just brutal. It doesn't matter what the sport is. You're playing six games and only one of them at home. And some of the travel is Colorado. Some of it's Texas. Some of it's a little bit different. But how are the guys handling this? And I guess maybe you'll be able to answer that better in 3 weeks. But
you know, so far it hasn't been bad. You know, we had a Colorado trip. We didn't play well. Texas, we got it together. Now we're home for Colorado again. And then I think we go to Sioux Falls, which is, you know, 4 hours. And then, you know, we got a 12-hour Green Bay trip. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a nice luxury bus of our own. So guys get pretty comfortable in that. We usually leave, like if we play on Saturday, we'll leave Thursday night, you know, midnight. That way guys can, they'll have a couple of drinks on the bus, watch a movie. And by the time we're there, they're asleep. And we got kind of the whole day to walk around and stretch our leg and stuff like that. So it's been, you know, we're blessed to have a great ownership that provides us with nice amenities as well.
What about this team? It has been kind of up and down. You got just two losses, but it has been kind of up and down,
especially against Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the tale of two teams. You know, we let one slip away from us in Tri-Cities that we shouldn't have lost them. Obviously, defensively, we go to Colorado. We hold them to 25 points. And offensively, we just – things were open. We just – for some reason, we couldn't get the ball to them. You know, we had a couple injuries on the O-line. Jamil was kind of banged up. And that's kind of my fault. We should have probably pulled them earlier. But, you know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm the coach that we're going to ride with our guys. And, you know, we recruit them for a reason. So, you know, we just got to start faster. You know, our guys, the problem with our team right now is our guys know they can score 50, 60 points at the drop of a dime. And whether that's in four quarters or whether that's in two. And they know that you got to just kind of push the pace a little bit if we're struggling at half. And, you know, so my job is this whole week has been, hey, we have to start fast like we do in the second half. And, you know, I think they're up for the test this week.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. They play tomorrow night. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets here momentarily to their game with the ISA, which is going to be going on here at 7 o'clock. Take me to what, because I asked you before we came on, there's usually been a lot of turnover with this team. So far, you've been fortunate that there hasn't been a lot of turnover.
Yeah, I mean, when you're winning, you don't have to look for as many players. You don't have to try to replace the pieces. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have a great group of guys from start to finish. I mean, we've got a couple new guys, but that's just because, you know, we moved some guys on. One D lineman went to the AFL, which, you know, that's our job is to move guys up, and he's actually probably going to go to the CFL from there. And so it's just it's a good chemistry of guys. You know, they know what to expect when they get here. But you also have a job to do. Now, if you're not doing your job, yeah, I'll look for other players. But right now, the guys have been doing their job for the most part, and it's made our job recruiting easier.
One guy that I have seen the past couple of years with Hastings College is Kane Ellenberg. And Kane come up with a big play down in Texas, I know. Is he still on the team? Talk about him.
He is. You know, Kane, he's one of the smarter players that I've coached just because he knows what he can and can't do. You know, Kane, not the fastest guy on the field. He's not the biggest guy on the field. And it's funny because people see him, and Texas tried to go at him a couple of times, and he held his own. Actually had two interceptions. One got called back because of a false start on the offense. But he knows what his abilities are. And that's all you can ask for from football players is to turn around and know what you can and can't do. And he's, you know, when you tell him he has this guy man, then the guys know he's going to cover his man come hell or high water. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
He's got a lot more hair than you do.
Yeah, you know, we joke about him. Long hair, don't care. It's, you know, that's just what he is.
How about the pig, defensive player of the week?
Yeah, you know, that's another guy, you know, probably the most instinctive football player. We all know he shouldn't be here. I mean, obviously, you know, at Mizzou, he was All-American, tore his Achilles, bad deal with the Chiefs. But he could play. He could be All-American playing, you know, All-IFL playing in the secondary. He could be the league leader at linebacker. He just gives you a different dimension. You know, Simpkins is, you know, 235, 240 picks, 218, but plays like he's 240. Just got a little bit more pep in his step. But it also comes from a DB. So, you know, you see him line up in a certain formation. He's like, all right, I got this route combination. And he knows how to help out the secondary by trying to get a little depth and get underneath routes.
Nebraska Danger play tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about the game, what you're expecting.
expected more of like the first game we had when we played them here. You know, offense to come out clicking, defense, obviously we're going to have to play our butt off to slow down Colorado because they're, you know, they're hot right now. But, you know, for us, it's all about how our up front plays. If our O-line and D-line plays well, you know, we can play with anybody. And that's – we've been preaching it all year.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. Too early to start talking playoffs, but do you like where you're positioned? Are you comfortable that you know you have the talent this year to be one of the best top two teams, three teams in the league?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was kind of the whole recruiting process. You know, last year we lost seven games by less than 8 points. And, you know, we had to have 13 guys back, kind of know what the expectations were. And you know, with keeping our same staff, you know, our staff gets along great, knows what to expect. You know, I'm hard on them at some point, but they kind of take it with a grain of salt, go with the punches, and they know that this is what their responsibilities are. So from the coaching staff down to the players, they expect to win. And I tell them all the time, like, you want to be treated like kings, you got to play like it. And they kind of stepped up to the task for the most part.
The Danger, still a relatively new team. Is it surprising that you're having this much success with just a couple of years within existence here?
I don't know if it's surprising. You know, when I took the job, I told Charlie that, you know, it was going to take us 3 years to put a good product on the field. We'll be competitive. You know, obviously the first year I didn't coach. So really this is my second year doing it. And after last year, after the success we had, pretty much knew that, hey, this is the core group we need. If we can stay healthy and make plays, we'll be tough to compete with some teams. And we've gotten, you know, we're kind of taking care of the football. That's been our nemesis the first couple of years.
If you can get the guy that calls the plays on offense to score some more points for you, you know, your job would be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
I know. I kind of tell him all the time.
Yeah, he's got to put more than 50, 60 points on the board. You know, why can't he get up into the 70s? They're here, by the way.
Yeah, I think you just kind of – you know how to pick a horse?
I do.
And you're pretty good at that, too?
I don't know about pretty good, but everybody, you know.
Picking a horse, hitting a golf ball, which one you better at?
It's about neck and neck.
They're just outstanding. Mm-hmm. You want to give us your pick for Saturday? Your blind pick here?
There's your morning odds right there. We are got drawing out there. He's already looking.
Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger football coach.
Here's the pick of the week.
This is the pick right
here.
Yeah, this
is the pick.
I'll tell you, there was two horses that I liked. One of them didn't get in, and one of them's in the game and got in. And if I had to pick right now, I'd go with Unsaddle Glory.
Unsaddle Glory. Mark it down. The coach has it. Coach, we'll let you get back to work here and see you guys tomorrow night for Danger football.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, buddy. Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, and they kick it off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the Heartland Event Center. We're wrapping things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When they get done playing football, they want to relax. They want to have a good place to sleep, whether it's in a great Serta mattress or some recliner or living room furniture. They can get it all at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture right now closing out dozens of Serta mattress sets, many at half price. The sleep experts at Bruce Furniture will find the mattress that's just right for you, but hurry. When they're gone, they're gone. This great pricing still includes free delivery and Bruce Furniture's guarantee that you'll be happy with your purchase, period. It's Bruce Furniture. Don't let this sale pass you by. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. As we have been here at Fauner Park all day, once again, we want to thank Steve Anderson, who always works with us here at Fauner, along with Fauner Park CEO Bruce Swihart, Dennis, and all the gang here for the stewards and all the folks that helped us out putting this on here today. And it is an 8-horse field going to the post Saturday for the 24th annual Bosselman. Coming out of the one slot will be Unsaddled Glory. That's who Coach Davis just booked. He is 6-1. Out of the two slot will be Corporate Chapel. He is the long shot on the morning line at 12-1. Joy Boy is the favorite. We talked with owner Kevin Hulse. He's the favorite at 5-2. He'll come out of the 3-hole. The second favorite is in the 4-hole, Diamond Joe, your Nebraska bred horse from Chuck Turco. We'll try and bring that home. In the 5 slot is going to be the defending champion, Ransom Roberto, who's actually 6-1 on the morning line, tied for the fourth choice there with Unsaddled Glory. In the 6th slot will be Kate's Main Man, 9-2, and that is the third favorite in the morning line. Then we go down to Box Home Brew. That is in the 7-hole. It starts at 10-1, and rounding out the field,
Wild Jacob, who finished second in the Bosselman last year. He comes out of the eight hole at 8-1. And so the defending champion and runner-up are not even selected morning line top three.
Okay, give me a Joy Boy across the board, win, play, show, and I'll take a Joy Boy Diamond Joe Exacta, and give me a trifecta of Joy Boy Diamond Joe and Ransom Roberto.
I will save my predictions to look a little
bit
more.
Might know.
I need to look at – I'll tell you what, just from today, I Chuck sold me pretty good on Diamond Joe. I'm not gonna tell you that that's not the case. There's a couple horses I just don't know anything about. We'll look in the field here.
You won't know anything more on Saturday.
Baby.
You won't know anything
more.
You
think you're educated. I might know more tomorrow. Hey, let's give away some danger tickets. We're going to wrap things up. But 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And call now. Jeff's going to give away two pair of tickets at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Two pair of tickets as we sign off here. And we will get you those tickets for tomorrow's contest. We want to thank trainer Chuck Turco. We want to thank Jim Mayard. We want to thank Kevin Hulse and the entire crew here. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we've got the head baseball coach at Rutgers, Fred Hill, another collegiate baseball coach that's won over 1,000 games. We'll talk a little football, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Bosselman. But last thing we do want to touch on here, because we hardly touched on any of the other local sports scene, so let's do that, Mike, before we get on out of here. Yesterday, the Central Nebraska Track Championships were held, and some very good performances yesterday, as always. And your athletes of the meet were Parker Anderson of Cross County and Aaron Sorhan of Grand Island Northwest, along with Ford's Andrew Fields. They all picked up three gold medals yesterday.
It was just good to finally get some of these track teams out in the outdoors and really competing. Districts are rolling around in the state meet coming up. So the Central Nebraska Track Championships, very competitive yesterday.
And they always hand out some special awards. Corey Kidd of Twin Loop is the coach of the year. And the contributor award goes to longtime Burwell coach. And Red Boucher has been around forever. So congratulations to our Red Boucher and all the folks that put on another great meet yesterday. You got Bronco baseball today.
Hastings College trying to stay alive for a possible postseason berth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Tough one today. Nebraska Wesleyan in town. A couple of ball games out at Duncan beginning at 4:30.
And the softball team split their games yesterday. They're home today at 3 o'clock. UNK split theirs yesterday with the 11th-ranked team in the country. They wrap things up coming up on Saturday. So just a lot going on. And the bad news of the day comes from the Nebraska volleyball program, where right out of Ewing, Nebraska, Haley Tramer has torn her knee up. That happened in the Wichita State match, and John Cook issuing a statement just talking about how devastated he is, and that'll probably be the end of her career because she's going to graduate, and there's really no reason to apply for a sixth year.
Yeah, she's a two-year starter for Nebraska, and was among the Big Ten leaders in block shots percent this past season. Like I said, she graduates in August. She can actually apply for a sixth year of eligibility, but I would say probably not. She's already redshirted once, already had to sit out one season because of a shoulder injury, so probably not, but we wish her the best of luck.
NBA playoffs continue tonight with three games, Clippers and Memphis, Miami and Milwaukee, Brooklyn and Chicago. And that wraps things up here from Fauner Park. Mike, great to see you. Have fun at the baseball game.
Thanks for inviting me up, Ben.
You won't have to wear all the thermal underwear this time.
It'll be nice.
For Mike Will and our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, this is Doug Duda saying we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.